every year, if you're in it, it's something that you look forward to and cherish. You know, you work hard towards it all year, and you know, there's nothing easy about winning a county championship, that's for sure. You have to go and earn it each time. So listen, there's going to be another big battle between ourselves now and Glenties. We know each other well over the years, and you know, both sets of players will be going out wholeheartedly to win the game on Sunday week.
And how many winners medals have you?
6 at this stage, so I'm hopefully now to make it 7.
Yeah. What keeps a player going? What keeps you going? You know, like you've won everything at every level. You've won, what, 6 senior championships, played in 10 finals?
Listen, it's just to do with who you are and where you're from and what you represent. And, you know, you have pride at the end of the day when you pull on your club jersey. And, you know, there's just that competitive edge in you as well that you want to go out and you want to maybe prove everybody wrong and keep coming back and keep, you know, performing to the best of your ability each year. And that's what it's all about, and trying to, you know, go out and do what you love best with the people that you love best. And for me then, that coming home and playing with the club boys is a big part of my life, and it's a big part of who I am. You know, I'm a footballer at the end of the day, and that's you know, but people will probably look at Rory Cavanagh and say that, oh, it's the footballer, not the teacher.
But it's been a golden era for, I know St. Junans are up there and have topped their Roll of Honour in terms of championships, but you know, it's been a golden era over the last decade for the club, and you've been part of it.
It has. Listen, you know, we've been very fortunate. I suppose our first one was in 2000. We lost against Ardra. We came back in 2001 and won one. We had a bit of a barren spell then. You know, we lost a few. I think 2007 was a big year for us, Tom. We had lost 3 finals leading into 2007, and really and truly, we weren't really sure. You know, we'd been labelled as chokers on the big day, and you know, things. There were a lot of questions being asked of the team. So to get over the line in 2007. Was really heartening for us and for Brendan Kilcoyne, and John Harron was the captain back then. So that was maybe a watershed for our team in many respects, because we went on then to do the 3 in a row, and I think that was a big monkey off our backs, because you know, there were lots of soul searching done in the lead up to that 2007 final, because you know, we had experienced a lot of heartache over the years, and thankfully we've moved on to bigger and better things since then. And you know, it's a great testament to all the coaches and things like that, and the hard work and underage structures that have been put in place by the club. You know, they're churning out good players year on year, and there's a lot of hard work being done. You know, it doesn't happen by accident. And these, you know, I'll go out there to the Sunday Morning Academy and St. Junan's and things like that, and it's, you know, when you see over 100 kids out there, you know, that's where it's stemming from.
Yeah, and that's I suppose the key to success, that there are young players coming through every year, no more so than this year.
That's it. You know, we had big performances, and as Maxie mentioned earlier, Rory Carr was grabbing a lot of the headlines this year for his performances, and rightly so. He's gone up another level even from last year, and it's great to see him, you know, keep continuing to develop. But you know, he's not alone in that. There's other players coming through, you know, Connor Park and Sean Hensey, you know, maybe not as young as Rory, but these boys are coming through and getting experience of playing in the county panel this year has helped them along, and they've come on. Keelan Ward's come back from the States and really been playing well. So, you know, you have a lot of boys coming through. But in many ways, you know, Glenties are sort of similar, you know, and then you look at the young players that they've come through, Nathan O'Donnell and on McGettigan and these boys. So like, they're producing good players as well, and there's definitely a lot of hard work going on in their club. So that's the brass tacks for any club to be producing young players year in, year out, and thankfully we've managed to do it along with Glenties the last couple of years.
You spent the summer in Boston. You only missed one championship game though, I think, isn't that right?
I missed 2. I missed the Glenties game, and I missed the Dunlow game in the group stages. So listen, that was, I didn't really expect to be missing any with you know, Donegal. I had fancied Donegal to go on and hopefully make, you know, in a semi-final, you know, possibly final this year. But you know, unfortunately, they were knocked out early against Mayo, and as a result, the championship was brought forward maybe by a week or two. So it meant that I missed out. So I was sweating a wee bit, to be honest, Tom, when I heard that we lost against Glenties, and then we had to beat Dunlow. It was a winner-take-all game, and so I was sweating a wee bit looking on from Boston, and and just, you know, willing the boys to get over that line, because I knew it would have been back then for the next game. So thankfully we did that, and managed to get back in, and, you know, just to help the lads to go on to the knockout stage.
And a very convincing quarter-final, very convincing semi-final wins.
Listen, you know, we worked hard for them, you know, in both games. Glenn Swilly are a very dogged outfit, you know, and difficult team to play against, and I think we showed good composure against them. You know, when we got a bad start, they went a few points up, but we came back in, and really we began to pull away in the second half, and it was similar in a way maybe to the St. Michael's game. We had, you know, the St. Michael's started very strongly as well, but we, you know, I suppose when you have a good bit of experience there, the boys don't panic, and they continue to play their football and things like that, and that was important, that the old head steadied the ship, and with the young boys coming in, Rory Carr kicking a few big monster frees for us, you know, and the goals from Lee and things like that, you know, we managed to run out comfortable enough winners in the end.
Yeah, and they were big games, because they're two big teams on the tip of a lot of people's lips for the championship itself.
Well, that's it. They've proven, I suppose Glenn Swilly have proven in the past that they're a very, very difficult team, and they've won a couple of championships, you know. And St. Michael's, you know, St. Michael's have been around the semi-final stage and finals for a long time without getting over the line. So, you know, everybody's thinking this is going to be the year, and, you know, to be fair to them, they're not far away at all. They're not far away. They're maybe just a break of the ball or a bit of luck or something to go their way, and their day will come, because they've a lot of top quality players. But, you know, thankfully the breaks and things, and we got the goals at the right time, and we managed to get in there, so we'll take it, Tom.
Yeah, you're in the final. You know, there's all kinds of talk about who's going to be favourites or one thing or another, but, you know, you have the pedigree, you have the championship experience, you know, you have... Does one begin to start thinking of maybe Ulster at this stage, you know, maybe getting a crack at it, because most people feel that St. Junans are probably the best equipped team to give Ulster a crack?
We can't really think about Ulster, you know yourself. That's the day you'll be caught when you start thinking and planning ahead, but... No, we have to get over a very strong Glenties outfit first and foremost, and you know, hopefully we'll get the performance on the day, and hopefully that'll be good enough to win us a county title, and then maybe we can pick ahead to Ulster.